This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A new estimate of marijuana production puts the total value of the drug grown in the U.S. at $35 billion. That would make pot the most valuable cash crop in the country. Federal agents in California recently busted one marijuana growing ring with an increasingly common M.O. It was setting up shop in suburban homes. From member station KQED, Tamara Keith reports.
On a quiet street in suburban Elk Grove, an orange tag marks a two-story home. Detectives found several hundred marijuana plants here. Richard Maynard, who lives right next door, says he really didn't know what his neighbors were up to.
We never saw them. They show up in the middle of the night about 1 o'clock with a moving van occasionally. Not very often. They'd say hi if they showed up in the middle of the day, which was once a month maybe. And just very quiet.
Quiet, but inside the home was a marijuana factory designed to create the greatest yields. Gordon Taylor is the assistant special agent in charge of the DEA office in Sacramento.
This is not the hippie growing marijuana in his closet from back in the 1970s. This is not Cheech and Chong.
Taylor says the plants seized from the 41 homes linked to this case were capable of producing $74 million worth of pot in a year. Eight people have been arrested. They're all in their 20s, have Chinese surnames, and San Francisco Bay Area addresses. Taylor says he believes this reaches beyond those already under arrest.
What we're seeing here is very organized and extremely sophisticated in terms of the operation inside the homes. And then just the purchase of the homes, you couple all that together and you can see that it has all the markings of an Asian organized criminal group.
The M.O. was the same with nearly all the recent pot busts in Sacramento area homes. They were large, costing about $500,000, and usually in newer subdivisions. They were bought with 100% financing, no cash down, not an uncommon practice in California's pricey real estate market. The homes were then gutted and remodeled to grow pot. Windows covered, electricity pirated to avoid the meter, lights and insulation brought in, along with drip watering systems.
Pending master file, also out of Elk Grove.
Driving past new strip malls, community parks, and homes with three-car garages, Elk Grove police officer Christopher Trim arrives at a subdivision. He points to a home where his department busted another large-scale pot-growing operation.
This is... Probably around 900 plants that were taken out of this particular home.
He says this fast-growing bedroom community was an easy target for criminals looking for anonymity.
It's suburbia. Hey, we live in a society right now where a lot of people don't have time to say hi to their neighbors, and that's what these criminals took advantage of.
There are likely many more marijuana growing rings like this one that just haven't been discovered yet, says Kent Shaw, assistant chief of the California Department of Justice Bureau of Narcotic Enforcement. He says large-scale pot operations hidden behind stucco walls and picket fences have proven to be cash machines. The quality is better than outdoor marijuana varieties, and it can be harvested year-round rather than just once.
If it's fairly high grade, anywhere from $3,500 to $6,000 a pound for a minimal amount of investment, there's a lot of return that's going to come back on your initial investment.
And that might explain why narcotics investigators are seeing more criminal organizations moving into the marijuana business. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.